Ceremonies are being held across Europe to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the outbreak of World War I. More than 50 heads of state have attended a moving ceremony held at a cemetery in Mons in Belgium, where many British and German soldiers are buried.
100 years on, it is right that we meet here and around the world to remember a conflict that stretched from the Western Front to the deserts of the Middle East, from the plains of Poland to the frozen mountains of Austria.
British Prime Minister David Cameron there. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a new three-day ceasefire in Gaza. This latest agreement was brokered by Egypt, and it comes just hours after a temporary seven-hour truce came to an end. The ceasefire is due to take effect later today and is the most promising development yet in the month-long conflict. A plane carrying the latest remains found at the MH17 crash site in Ukraine has arrived in the Netherlands. The plane was also carrying DNA and passengers' belongings found at the scene. Fighting in the area has caused investigators to cut short their latest effort to search the crash site. And in Victoria, a second Liberal candidate has resigned amid controversy just months before the state election. Jack Lyons was to stand in Bendigo West in November's election, but he quit after it emerged that he'd posted numerous racist and sexist comments on Facebook. Just 4 days ago, another Liberal candidate, Aaron Lane, was forced to resign for tweeting a series of homophobic comments.